Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode. Man, they should. I couldn't give a full power up, man, because I was throwing up all last night.
Happy
man.
Birthday, Keenan! Woo! It's Keenan's birthday, y'all.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank
you. Quick recap. Just so you guys know, who is the character that we bought you a T-shirt of, Keenan? What's his name?
Hoshizami.
Oh my God!
Wow.
These guys, as always, man, are great friends, and they bought me
the pettiest shirt possible.
Yes, they absolutely did. They got me some chocolate chip cookies. They also got me some stickers from Jujutsu Kaisen, and then they got me a nice, beautiful shirt from a character from a show that I haven't finished watching. And they knew I wasn't going to finish watching it. No.
Don't say from a character from a show I haven't finished watching. It is Mob Psycho Season 2. We are currently watching Season 3 for this fucking podcast, and you didn't even do your goddamn homework to know who the fuck we're watching in this show because you didn't watch Season 2, right?
Look, he popped up in Season 3 as a new character. And
no, he didn't.
No, he did not.
No, he did not. You didn't watch the goddamn season.
He's great in
season
3.
I'm going to drop it. Yeah, you know why? It's your birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it, man. I thank you guys. I'm older now. also, too, I got married on the 2nd, November 2nd.
Congratulations. Congrats, man.
It was a fulfilled week.
Yeah, big week for Keenan.
Yeah, he's old and completely defeated.
Yeah.
Completely defeated.
God, that's not what marriage is.
No.
Y'all both have defeat in your eyes.
I had defeat because I had food poisoning
last night. Look at the bright sunniness in Cameron. Give me the cam. Look at the bright happiness and sunniness in his eyes.
Cam is never lit up. Cam is always kind of just like, hey guys, what's going on?
There's hope in his eyes. There's a future there. You guys right here? Past.
What about your eyes?
I ain't got nothing to do with
my eyes. My eyes are dead. My eyes are dead. I went the worst route possible. Don't do what I did. I am the cautionary tale. Stay away. Nothing the light touches is good.
Nothing the light touches?
Stay away from what I did.
Appreciate the honesty. Absolutely great.
You know, I'm going to own it. I ain't shit.
Oh, man. So, thank you for tuning in. As always, you know, we talk our shit on here. We have a good amount of fun. Join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation. Also, the squad is back on the tube. That's right. We are back on YouTube. So you can go in there. You can watch the full episode. You don't get the Patreon portion. We still get the Patreon portion to them.
Yep.
But we do start it at the beginning with the power, as we always do. But if you want that Patreon portion, we talk our shit, have a little private conversations with our people on there, then join that Patreon, man. Patreon.com/animation. No bitch ass, hoe ass Ice this week again. He is in his home, not his hometown, but like, you know, he's back in Arizona doing his thing out there. But yeah, man, this week, we are going to be talking about Bleach and Chainsaw Man episodes 3 and 4 for both of those shows.
Yes.
Shit is looking like it's turning up. But before we do that, as always, I didn't say the whole squad. 3/4 of the squad is here, myself.
Yeah, 3/4.
Rob, Brennan.
Yes.
Hey, you.
Hello.
And once again, no bitch ass OS Ice.
There we go.
But always remember, we are the greatest fucking anime podcast. In the entire world.
There we go.
All right, we have a... Isn't this his poll or your poll?
This is his poll.
So, I had to give you guys a shout-out right here. This is his poll again. He does the weekly poll all the way up until, I guess, it's November now. But, let's start with a poll. Who is the best supporting cast duo?
Put the screw in the tuna. Sorry, I couldn't
help
it. The way you said who reminded me of that scene. I put the screw in the tuna.
What is that from?
Well, yeah, Keenan and Kel.
Oh.
They're in the courtroom and they had a whole case and then Kel was just like, put the screw in the tuna can. put the screw in the tuna. Sorry,
that was a classic.
It was a classic.
But who is the best supporting cast duo in New School Anime Raw. What you got for us?
We had several choices here for you. I thought I gave Ice props. I texted him. I was like, hey, this is a good poll. This is a tough choice. And people in the comments, they agreed. Well, at least in theory, because the results tell a very different story.
Absolutely.
We had Megumi and Nobara from Jujutsu Kaisen. We had Armina Mikasa from Attack on Titan. Zenitsu and Inosuke from Demon Slayer. And Advol and Paul Naref from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Apologies on the butchering those last two names. I had not seen JoJo. But the results came in, and Megumi and Nobara ran away with it with 56% of the vote. Armina Mikasa got second place with 22. Zenitsu and Inosuke had only 19. But our guys from JoJo's dead last with 3%. So, I mean, listen, I think this was, especially between the top three, for me, a very tough choice.
Who got the top spot?
Megumi and Nobara from Jujutsu Kaisen.
As best supporting cast.
Best supporting cast, which,
they're good.
They pulled their own weight. I would absolutely say that.
For sure. But I feel... Go ahead.
I can't, I would say out of those top three, again, because I haven't seen JoJo's, some people obviously voted for them. Mm. But I think out of those top three spots, I'm not mad at anybody that picks any of those three. Like, I don't know that Megumi and Nobara are necessarily my favorite characters to watch.
Right.
But they could be, I guess. But they're definitely, I think, as far as, I don't know, Zenitsu and Inosuke definitely pull their own weight, as do Armina Mikasa. I think, I will say, if I had to pick, I might go Armina Mikasa, because they are so good at what they do, and what they're good at doesn't necessarily overlap with what Eren, the main character, is good at. Like,
you mean causing absolute chaos?
Yes.
In everything he does?
Because I think I even mentioned when we were watching the last season of Attack on Titan Part 2 that Armina and Mikasa are some of the most downside characters. Like, they believe in Eren 100,000,000,000%.
To a problem. I mean, to a fault.
To a fault.
Yeah.
But Armin, genuinely a genius. This guy is a strategic genius.
Yep, I agree.
He is doing a lot to make up for the fact that, you know, he's taking Erwin's place. And then Mikasa is, you know, Levi 2.0. Like, when it comes to scrapping, like, Levi might be the only person on that show that is better than her.
I agree with that. And, I mean, I'd say it's, like, probably tied between her and, like, Levi's mentor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would agree with that.
That was his mentor. So, I mean, like, they're kind of the same. Yeah.
But Megumi and Nobara, I mean, listen, they definitely, as somebody I forget who pointed out in the comments, like, there was a while when Yuji wasn't on the board even, and they were still doing what they needed to do to get the jobs done. So certainly, on the same level, I would say they're a good trio. You know what I mean? Where they're all kind of pushing each other, I think, to level up, where you don't necessarily see that in some other animes, where it's like usually you've got the main character, we'll say Bleach, for instance, where he's so far and away ahead of everybody else around him that it's just like, all right, what are we doing?
They don't
here?
Really help. Yeah. They're not supporting as much.
Right.
And especially in these few episodes, they were non-existent.
They get in the way a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they slightly slowed down the ridiculous amount of slaughter.
Slightly, yes. Slowed down. Briefly.
I feel like, I probably would have, I thought Zenitsu and Inosuke would have been higher.
I agree.
I think I would vote for them over Megumi and Nobara, just because Megumi is sometimes a pump fake. I feel like in later parts of, once Yuji's established, they're not as good. Like, his powers are flashy, but once he loses one of the dogs, it's over, and he loses a lot of his...
He did unlock his cursed domain first of the three.
Yeah. He is a problem still, but I think, I would have just put them second. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'd like to just take a moment and point out that our Patreon went, I don't know if you guys are paying attention to what was going on.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. So I have to repeat this real quick. Can you scroll up a little bit for me, Cam? Sir Spectacular Spider. They were talking about two things. They said Brennan's head shiny as hell. And then it said Brennan looked like a double stuffed, a dunked Oreo. And I was like, all right, we out here.
Damn.
And then Double Dope. Oh, then Sir Spectacular Spider was talking about my jacket. So that's when I stood up and spun around.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest part. He's like, yeah, it's Double Dope from the back. And then he was like, a moment. And then I was like, pause. I was just like, hilarious. And then Whitebeard was saying that he could see my reflection, your reflection, Keenan, from my head because it's so shiny. And I was just like, this shit, they're just having a good time over here. Y'all talking about a goddamn, social show and the voting. And they're over here just like, Brennan's head, that jacket.
I love that they can just, multitask.
It was absolutely hilarious. And just so you know, Javier De Niro, I got this jacket with you guys.
Yeah, that was from Anime Expo.
Yeah, Anime Con. Do you remember where the shop it was from?
I do not.
No. was
Same shop that I got mine from?
Wasn't it that one with the cool? Bruce looked cool.
Mr. Tag. Oh, the tag.
I remember that. The tag probably says who it is. It's not Hypeland, though.
No, it's not Hypeland.
No.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not from the place I got it either.
BB Sama on there? Custom? I don't know.
I don't know. Custom? But, yeah, that is a... This jacket's fine. And that's quality, too.
Every time I wear it, people are just like, what in the fuck is that?
Well, yeah.
It's a dope jacket.
It's super quality, too.
Well, it's probably the same company that's on that orange tag.
BB Sama.
Yeah.
It just says Astro Boy on it.
It just says Astro Boy.
What on the other side?
Yeah, it says it right there. BB Sama.
Oh, BB Sama, yeah. Guys. B-I-B-I.
And even the inside of the coat is fire.
Oh, it is.
It's a great liner.
No, this is like, it wasn't cheap. I remember that.
Yeah, I think I paid $150 for my Dragon Ball one, which is cheaper now when you go on their website because they're having so many, he has so many sales on there, or whatever. But yeah, man, I mean, you can get a good when you get a good jacket for $150 or under, I'm all for it.
I like to point out that Spider shouldn't be the person throwing out threats to anybody. You know what I'm saying? He said, I can get the smoke. He said, Brennan can get the smoke now, too. Just because I laughed at your comment. You know what, nigga? I ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk with this attitude right here. I'm going to run so fucking fast away that you won't even be able to catch me because I promise you I can't outrun you. So you keep talking like that. I ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
And like Ice, he put his head in his ass. And somebody, well, give me like 3 months to train. I'm bro.
He beat my ass.
I was just like, three months? All right.
Yeah, he said I run a 4.2. I said you catch me. Like.
is that it for the poll?
Yeah, that's it for the poll. That's what we got. So, you know, go on to the Patreon. We'll have another poll for you up this week.
All right, man. Let's get into the anime recap. We're going to do Chainsaw Man's episodes 3 through 4 first, and then Bleach episodes 3 through 4 right after that. I'm going to jump into the questions right after both. So, Chainsaw Man episode 3 through 4, Rob. Recap.
Well, let's rip through it.
Here we go.
Pick up with Denji and Power as Makima scolds them for killing the sea cucumber devil, who is apparently an assistant to another devil hunter, usually an arrestable offense. But Power insists Denji told her to do it, which is a lie. But Makima just tells her, hey, exercise better self-control. Denji, you got to keep better track of her. Later, Denji grabs a drink from a vending machine and says they have to do a better job. Power insists it's not her fault. Her hate for humans and devils alike is just instinct to her. The only creatures she actually enjoys are cats, but a devil stole her pet, a cat, Meowie. She says that the only reason she works with humans is because it might allow her to get Meowie back. Denji thinks it's all stupid at first, especially compared to his goal of getting to touch boobs, but when Power offers to let him touch hers, if he helps her get back her cat, Denji swears to bring justice and save the cat at all costs. Denji signs paperwork allowing him to take Power outside of the city on a mission, and on the way there she tells him that a devil is keeping Meowie hostage and will probably kill it if it sees Power approaching, so Denji has to take the lead. He agrees, tries to commiserate with her about lost pets, telling her about Pochita and keeping him alive in his heart, but Power doesn't get it and just says, hey, dead things are dead. Back at Public Safety HQ, Makima reports about the progress of her team. She says that Power seems promising, and Denji is also an interesting case. They tell her to just make sure you don't grow attached. They only see these things as tools, and hopefully they can help in the fight against the devils. After, Aki tells Makima that he finds Denji disgusting, but she says his abilities make him special. She explains devils gain their power from the fear they cause, so like a coffee devil wouldn't be very powerful, but a chainsaw devil could be hugely powerful, and that is why he's interesting to her. In the country, Denji, Power, and Power arrive at the house. As they approach, Denji notices Power is taking the lead rather than him, and when he points it out, she says, hey, you're smarter than you look, and then she makes a blood hammer and knocks him the fuck out. She drags him into the house where a wounded bat devil is keeping Meowie hostage.
Man, fuck this bat devil.
Fuck this bat devil. It turns out the bat devil said he would give Meowie back if Power, the blood devil, actually, would bring him a human to eat. The bat devil squeezes Denji and drinks his blood from his mouth, though he hates the taste, and it is enough to heal him. He bursts out of the house, resolves to attack the city, eats some children to get the taste out of his mouth, and Power asks about Meowie, but the bat devil says, hey, you know what? I gotta punish you for bringing me such nasty, disgusting-tasting blood to drink, and swallows Meowie in her cage whole as Power watches in shock. In a flashback, we see that originally Power had planned to eat Meowie, but wanted to fatten her up first. She slaughters tons of animals and uses that to feed Meowie, but eventually she grows close to the only thing that never ran from her in fear. That is, until the day the bad devil took Meowie hostage. Back in the present, Power looks at Denji and says she understands about him missing Pochita now, but then the bad devil reaches down and swallows her whole too. Then he takes off for the city, and as the bat devil flies away, he realizes, hey, something's on my leg, and it's Denji! He thinks back on the time Pochita got lost and how he torn up he was, and understands better how Power must have felt. And with that, he activates his chainsaw powers and starts carving the bat devil up, taking his arm off again. They land in an office building, and Denji tells a woman to run for her life as the two devils start to brawl. The fight moves out onto the street, and the two pummel each other with incredible strength. Eventually, the bat devil throws a car at Denji with somebody inside, and Denji just throws it back. Luckily, the guy inside escaped before it exploded, but that didn't really seem to be much on Denji's mind. Furious, The Bat Devil blasts Denji back with a gust of air and is about to eat a man on the street to heal himself up, but drops him in shock as Denji jumps out of the rubble, screams about copping a feel, and charges at him, carving the Bat Devil to pieces. Denji pulls Power and Meowee out of the bowels of the dead Bat Devil, and she asks him why he did it, and he reminds her it's all to touch her boobs. Unfortunately for Denji, before he can, his arm is blown off by the Leech Devil, the significant other of the Bat Devil, who is hoping to reunite with her lover. Denji pulls the ripcord again, but after losing so much blood, he can only produce a mini chainsaw out of his forehead. The Leech Devil says he's cute, though, and is willing to let him live, but after insisting that Power and Meowee are going to be eaten as revenge for the Bat Devil, it turns into a fight. Despite his reduced power, though, Denji holds his own, even impressing Power, though she is completely drained and can't fight. The Leech is also impressed and shares that she and the Bat Devil dreamed of eating all the people on Earth and asks him what dream he fights for. And when he says it's about so he can touch some boobs, she tells him that's fucking stupid. Rage flashing through, everyone hating on his dream, he tells the Leech Devil, whoever lives through their fight has the better dream, and starts just ripping her apart. Eventually, the Leech Devil hits Denji so hard one of his eyes pops out, and when he charges in again, she impales him on her tongue. It looks about curtains for Denji until Aki arrives on the scene and summons the Fox Devil to bite the Leech Devil's head clean off. The situation under control, he tells his team of other devil hunters, Himeneo, Madoka, and Kobani, to split up and search for do search and rescue and keep an eye out for more devils. But while he takes Denji to the hospital, Denji wakes up later in a bed, his arm reattached. Aki's also there, and he tells him, he questions him about what happens. Denji covers her power, hides her betrayal, saying that they were both attacked by the Bat Devil. He asks Aki about the Fox Devil, and explains that basically devil hunters can make contracts that allow them to summon devils for blood. And he says, but still, devils are all enemies and not to be trusted. He tells Denji the only reason they aren't killing both him and Power is because they were able to save the civilians, even if by accident, and he stops, and they were able to stop the powerful devils. Aki says that continue living, you got to do what the fuck I say. And Denji says he'll do it, and he's not really looking to mess up his situation. Outside the room, Aki releases Power from handcuffs, tells against Himeneo's Himeno's advice. I'm fucking up that name.
Take three.
saying she is still a valuable tool. Aki then goes to report Makima and tells her that, for their good work, Power and Denji should go unpunished for their chaos. Makima happily agrees and tells him that, hey, it seems like you're becoming a little bit more flexible. Wonder if that's Denji's influence. Next day, as Aki and Denji go about their morning routine, there's a knock at the door, and Power's there with Meowee, and it turns out Makima told her to move in with them. They're both unhappy about it, and she's a pretty disgusting roommate, but Aki allows her, basically under orders and flattery from Makima, and Denji finally gets three boob squeezes from Power for helping her rescue Meowee, for killing the Bat Devil, and for covering her for her with Aki, and Denji realizes he might be able to get along with her after all.
I was actually pretty happy with how she approached the boob school situation and where she did it, to be honest.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, that was nice.
Her gross ass bathroom as he's plunging the toilet from her shit. Man. Great.
Yeah, I don't know.
I liked it.
Thank you, Rob.
She closed the lid, sat there, explained to him why she gets to do it, perked him up, squeezed him for him, and said, "That's how you do it. Get in here."
Yeah. You get three squeezes.
That's it.
Thank you, Rob.
If he does good enough, he might get a little more. But going on, I'm sorry. Please continue. Well,
all right. Thank you for the recap, as always, Rob. Oh, man. So after watching these two episodes right here, man, it's been a lot of blood, a lot of guts, a lot of just people being ripped to fucking shreds on this show. Are these some of the most brutal fight scenes that you guys have seen in anime? For me, as of right now, I feel like... what's the other show there? Tokyo Ghoul is up there for me from what I've seen.
I can see that.
That has some kind of wild, just kind of graphic scenes, but... This show right now is not holding any punches. Like they're ripping you from limb to limb, and they're showing it. And even the sound design, just that chainsaw just ripping through you, like it just sounds kind of like crazy on top of it. So, for me, I'm watching it. It doesn't bother me. Like I'm watching this, like, all right, this is what I expected from the show. Anyways, this guy's a chainsaw man. I expect these scenes to be bloody and brutal and gory, and it's giving me exactly that. And honestly, from an animation standpoint, who's doing this again? Mappa? Is it Mappa?
Mappa. Yeah.
Doing a great job as always, man. I think some of the scenes look super fire. These are some gruesome and brutal fighting scenes, in my personal opinion. Brennan.
It's top tier animation. There's no question about that. This has some of the best animation I've seen in anything. Extremely brutal. So, like you guys know from last time, I said it. Like, this is the first time I've ever felt my palate beyond, where it's just like, I don't actually, this might be a little too gruesome. Like, seems just, what's the word? Gratuitous? Grotesque? Like, it's pretty far. Just give me another G word. But I don't...
Gory.
gory. There you go. There another you G go. Word. Thank you. Gratuitous, grotesque,
that just
and gory.
Came out. I didn't have it.
That was good. That was perfect. For once, Keenan with the words.
Not buffering, huh?
Not buffering. That was well done, sir. This man a cape. It's his birthday. But yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I think it is one of the more violent anime I've seen. You did have a good Devilman Cry Baby. Was pretty gory.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that one very much, to be honest. Did we watch that here?
We reviewed a fight scene when it won one for, I think, the Crunchyroll Awards.
Yeah, but I watched the whole show.
I think I watched the whole thing, too.
I did, and I didn't. I don't recommend it. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But it's also gory, and yeah, that's it, you know. I think it's one of the goriest things I've seen.
Rob.
It's definitely up there. I might put, like, Attack on Titan or Vinland Saga close
Vinland
up
Saga.
There.
Vinland
like,
Saga?
I was thinking specifically about that episode where Thorfinn like charged up like a castle wall and then like
ran through the entire
battalion of like French soldiers.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't feel gory
to
me.
The gore level is not necessarily as high, but the violence level sure. of like,
super high.
Just carving people up, it's up there. And I feel like they definitely they revel in the violence on Vinland Saga.
Yes.
They let you feel when people are going down. But they're not necessarily showing people's intestines like strewn all about the streets like they do.
Yo, I'm excited.
Man,
we get
sure.
to see more Vinland Saga soon, too. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, the trailer's been dropping for that.
Yeah.
Slow, but you'll see.
you said it's slow?
It's gonna start off slow, for sure. Is that you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so next question. Denji might be a little dense as a main character. We'll see. After four episodes so far, what are your thoughts on Denji as a main character, Rob? What do you think?
I would say watching Chainsaw Man, Denji is probably the character that interests me the least. Like, I think like watching Aki, especially after this episode and seeing his whole thing with the Fox Devil,
that shit was dope.
Even Power a little bit. Like, I'm just like, I'm more interested in what they're going through than him because I mean he might get mad about it, but his dreams are fucking stupid. Like, it really is just like when the main character doesn't have like something behind him driving him, really, that at least I can like see as a good reason to be doing these things. It's just tough to root for that character,
right?
Like, it feels a little bit like I have to root for this character essentially because I have to, because he's the main character and because I've been put into this position. But I think there's so much of this show that overlaps with Jujutsu Kaisen, which is interesting because I know they came out around the same time. And I can't help but compare him to Yuji. And Yuji just seems so much more selfless and team-oriented and wanting to help in a positive way, that with Denji's motivations being so wholly selfish, I just don't care for him that much. And it makes it a little bit... I mean, there's a couple reasons why I think I'm having... why Chainsaw Man has not necessarily brought me in. And that's one of them, is that I find Denji to be a very whatever MC. Though he does bring the action. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
When he's on the scene, the dude can fight.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I get everything Rob is saying. I understand. I guess my pushback will be that I get it, why his dreams seem so small to everybody else's, and it's actually not, to be honest. This is the first time he's ever had fresh water for real. This is the first time he's ever been able to go to a vending machine and get food. He calls toast with jelly super toast. Like, these are all humongous things to somebody that's never had it. It's like, imagine if you never had something, you'd be like, dog, my dream was to just get real food for once, and I finally get to get it. Like, this is all he can't even fathom why somebody would want revenge or why somebody would want these other big dreams, where his dreams for him is just like, I didn't have fucking water. What the fuck are y'all complaining about? This is basic shit I should be getting anyways. So that's how I kind of took it, because I was watching. I was just kind of like, boobs. Is this it? This just boobs touching? But it's like, wait a second. This is a kid that never probably even got close to a woman before.
No, I mean, he's definitely said that.
Yeah, so it's like he's never got close to a woman. He's never probably even almost seen boobs. So for him, it's like, now that he's this close to it, it's silly for us. And if this continues to be his same, like, you know, thing that he does, his dreams, even when we're like on episode or season three, then I'm like, all right, bro, this shit is fucking... So even season two, I'm like, this shit is kind of corny at this point.
Yeah.
But that's just how I feel. I feel like right now it's fine because he's just now getting to learn what regular shit is.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan.
I mean, I agree with both you guys, actually. I think that, you know, this kind of reminds me of a couple different things. One of them is when I was in high school, there's a brother of mine, a friend of mine, his name is Jake Slattery. And I remember he was the first person to ever truly try to explain to me the statement, ignorance is bliss. And he was like, bro, ignorance is bliss. Like, there's monks up in the mountains somewhere that, like, are given a mop until they get to mop the floor today, and they, like, almost have an orgasm doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, because they just, that's the peak of what they get to do. That's the peak of their experience.
Right.
You know, right. So, you know, he's like, everything's relative. And so for this guy, for Denji, I think it's a big deal to take that into account. But on the other side of it, looking at this as you're the main character of an anime that's supposed to be one of the new major animes that's going to compete with My Hero Academia, Jujutsu Kaisen, you know, Dragon Ball Super, you know, like all these things that we have that have main characters, you know. The thing is, I would say this. I think they did do their best to try to take a feather out of the cap of Jujutsu Kaisen with the supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jujutsu Kaisen has some of the best supporting casts I've seen in anything.
I agree. As with the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as with the Patreon. And when you think about that, it's like, that doesn't necessarily, but the thing that they didn't take the feather from is that the main character for Jujutsu Kaisen is still interesting.
Right.
He still has a power that, I don't know. It just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like they tried to emulate the power of what happened in Jujutsu Kaisen in the show.
Which is interesting because it came before.
Chainsaw did?
Yeah.
From a manga perspective.
Chainsaw
came first?
Yeah, by like a couple months.
That makes a lot. Well, doesn't make a lot of sense if it's only a couple months. But my point being is, like, it feels to me like Jujutsu Kaisen came out and they were just like, we're going to try to do this. Mm. But what may have actually happened is that came out, Jujutsu Kaisen was like, oh, we see how we could have made what they did better. Let's beef up our main character.
Yeah.
So we don't have this, you know, like this drop off of interest.
Yeah.
Because it does feel to me like the world building specifically feels very identical almost to the world building just for Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually my favorite part of this show, is the world building. The character development, though, it does lack. And so when we're talking about that, it's like the main character, his development is weak. And all the characters around him, they seem interesting, but we only get a taste of them.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't even know if they're dope or not. We just think like, well, that thing that just happened with them was dope. That thing that they said was dope. This idea that they just dropped was dope. But it's not like, yo, like, I can give you an in-depth description of a bunch of different characters from the show. Like, pretty much the only person that I feel like we really know like that, there's like two characters we really know. It's like his boss, you know, and what her situation is. But we don't even really know anything about her powers.
No, right. At all.
All we know is her attitude.
She's going to be a monster, I feel like.
I feel like she's going to be a monster, too.
I think so, too, yes.
I like her a lot, I think. And then there's the guy that's the other subordinate that lives in the house with them.
Yeah.
And he just is like, he has a fox spirit. He's kind of an asshole to them, but also, like, really patient and trusting and very strict and by the rules.
Mm.
But, like, neither one of them have really had a moment to shine.
Mm.
Like, there's nobody but our Chainsaw Man has had a moment to shine in any other moment, and he's so fucking simple that you're just like, I get it. But to Kenan's point, I will say, if they do build upon this, where his desires do grow over time, which it feels like they already have,
mm-hmm.
you know, originally his desire was just to be fucking fed. Mm-hmm. Now he's wanting titties. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that is definitely a progression. And if we could stay on that track, then maybe, you know, 5 to 10 episodes in, he's going to be like, well, I want a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some shit like that. I just want a place I can live. So if that does end up continuing on the trajectory, then it's like, all right, cool. That's how My Hero Academia did it.
Yeah.
You know, is like Midoriya was, you know, ain't shit. From the very first episode, he's crying, everything. But now he's like, he's a monster.
Oh, I can't wait for y'all to catch up. Oh, I just can't wait for all this shit to get. It's going to be so good. But to add to what you guys were just saying, too, I do think that from a, the character standpoint, I think this episode showed a lot of her backstory and what she was. And I think I appreciate that. And I do think that we're only 4 episodes in, so most anime 4 episodes in, we're not getting a side character's full back and what they've done. Even with, you know, you look at Demon Slayer, they didn't get active for all the three main characters until probably 10 episodes in,
right?
Probably even longer than that. So I'm giving it time. You know, I'm not patient, but next question, back to Brennan over here. What is the furthest you've gone? This is a silly question, but what is the furthest you've gone to fondle some boobies?
Well, I mean, I actually just wanted to tell one specific story with this question.
Go for it.
It's actually how far I wouldn't go. because I remember this was in, I think it was in middle school. I'm not going to say her name, but there's this girl who I was really cute, but she easily had the best titties in school.
Mm.
Like, there was no competition. She was the first to develop, and it was fantastic.
Mm.
And she knew it. And she, we went to a amusement park. We went to Cedar Point. If you don't know what Cedar Point is, it's in the Midwest. It's in Ohio.
Oh yeah,
I've been there.
It is one of the. I'd argue is probably the greatest amusement park of all time.
It's one of the biggest. It has the most roller coasters.
It has the most roller coasters. The biggest roller coasters. The fastest roller coasters. It has all that shit.
Yep.
Like that's funny because I come out here, people. Oh yeah, Six Flags. I'm like, man, Six Flags can't even hold a fucking candle.
Cedar Point is nuts.
Yeah. Cedar Point doesn't make because they don't have nothing else to do in the Midwest. But we went there. I do not like roller coasters, even though I'm talking shit about this. I do not like roller coasters. I did not like heights. I was forced to go there as a field trip for school. I was just like, I'm just going to chill. I'll just stay out here. I don't want to do this. And she went hard. She was just like, Brennan, I want you to ride this roller coaster with me. And I was just like, let me touch your titties then. She's like, what? She's like, I was like, if I'm on this roller coaster, I want to touch the titties. And she was like, you can have all the titty. That was her response. She's like, you can have all the titty.
Wow.
And I did not expect that response. And so I had to sit there and think about it. Like, the whole time, we were waiting in line the whole time. She's like, you have it? Like, I was just sitting there just like.
this is a loopy roller coaster too, or just a.
It was the Mantis. So it's like one of those upside. Yeah, you know, yeah. It goes upside down and shit.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like in line the whole time. And it's like long ass lines. And I was just sitting there. And then she's like, oh man, it's going to be great. We're going to have so much fun. You get all the titty you want. And like the last minute, I was like, I can't do it.
Oh, you damn bitch. Ow.
I was like, I can't do it. I bailed. And she was just like, and then she literally just looked at me. She like opened him up a little bit. I was like, you sure? And I was just like,
wow.
I can't do it.
So have you never been on a roller coaster? Like, how many roller coasters have you been on, could you say? Or you don't go on them at all? Like,
I,
even still to
I actually
day.
Have, since then, I actually have been on the Mantis. I still don't like them. I have a reason for why I don't like roller coasters, though, is that I thought it was because I was scared of heights. I went skydiving. Mm-hmm. Learned I was not scared of heights. I realize what I don't like is the feeling that your stomach gets on a roller coaster. You know that stomach thing?
Yeah.
I hate that feeling. And I know what that feeling is now, though.
Yeah.
I know exactly. Scientifically, I figured out what that feeling is because I thought it was the feeling of falling, and it's not that. Because when you're falling, your whole body is falling at the same speed. But when you're on a roller coasters pull you down faster than gravity does. So what's happening is we are bags of watery shit. And so all your insides are being pulled up. When you are being pulled down in a roller coaster, your body and your bones are being pulled down at the same speed, but all the juicy stuff inside of you, pretty much everything keeps you alive, goes up. That's the feeling of, ugh, in your stomach. That's that feeling. I fucking hate that feeling.
Fair. Yeah.
And so that's why I don't like roller coasters.
That's fair. All right. What you got, Rob?
Philly. I went to Philly. End of story.
Wait.
You
from
went
where?
To Philly
from New
to
York?
I went from Syracuse to Philly.
Just for titties or for sex?
It was for all of it.
Wait, how long of a drive is that?
It's like four and a half hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, but
was it? Oh, look at me. Was it worth it?
No.
Oh,
in hindsight.
In hindsight, it wasn't worth it.
Nah.
You weren't regretting it in the moment, though.
No.
You know what, guys? Just for the record, I'd like to point out, first of all, he's married. Second of all, the 1,000-yard stare that he just did when he brought up this story, and he didn't want to elaborate at all. He's just like, Philly. And like, didn't look at me or Kenan, literally
1990.
Right, just stared off into the distance. So I just, Philly, I'm done. I'm just like, wait, no, you got to talk more. Fine, facts, leave me alone. Like, all right, cool.
Shit. I mean, I don't know if I can really top that. I just know for me, I just said one of the corniest lines I've ever said in my life to a woman when I was trying to see some titties, and I didn't get a chance to see them. It was like an ex girl of mine, and you know.
So you've seen the titties before?
No, I haven't. She was an ex-girl in middle school, and then in high school, you know, we still kind of had a crush on each other. And I remember I was just talking to her, and, you know, she had, like, this like, little, you know, one of those tops that you can kind of, like, pull off from the top of your head like this and then put it back on, whatever. It's, like, it kind of, like, hooked around the top of your neck. It's, like, I don't know, whatever. So she didn't have a bra on, so I can see at least, dude. I was just, like, talking to her. I was like, oh, you know, come on, let me see those chocolatey nipples. And
that's
she was
what
like,
you said?
Yes.
All right.
At the time, I haven't had sex yet, nothing like that. I was just like,
did it work?
No. She said, what?
Of course.
She was like, chocolatey. She's like, she just looked at me, and I think she was going to do it too, because we were like kind of like in a hidden spot at school, and it was just her and I there. And she was kind of smiling and like, why are you acting so stupid? Are you silly? And then when I said that, she was kind of just like, it's like everything dried up. Yeah. She's just like, you just lost your chance.
She said that?
No, and that was her energy. Was just, yeah. But she looked at me like, she was just like, what? Ugh. She's like, all right, Kenan, all right, I gotta go. And I was just like, I just sat there when she walked off. I just sat there just looking in a corner, just being like, did I say, can I let me see those chocolatey nipples?
Was that your villain origin story?
When did he become the Joker?
And because I always heard from friends, I knew friends that were like sucking girls' boobs in like middle school and high school. And was like, nigga, yeah, you know, he's never sucked no titties before. And it was just like a thing you want to do.
At least they were saying they were doing that.
They were saying it. I don't even know how true it was. So, yeah. So, yeah, we got to get to Bleach real quick. I guess we can probably, you want to answer one more question from this?
I don't know. We got time.
Yeah, so I guess we have to run through that other recap. Well, yeah, let's give our likes and dislikes because that's what's going to take a while. All right,
sure.
Yeah. For me, I'll give my likes and dislikes. So far, the show's been fun. It's gaining some momentum for me. And as of right now, I truly, truly like it. I understand the likes and the dislikes of, like, you know, Yuji's character. I mean, not Yuji, Denji's character, like, I guess not fully developing. And it seems like it's kind of childish. But once I sat back and thought about it, I was like, I get why it's childish. He's essentially still a child in his mind. He's still a young kid at that particular point. So for me personally, I still like these episodes. The fight scenes are getting better. Right now, I'm going to give this a 7,300. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I mentioned before, I got some issues with Denji. He's fine. He's fine. He's just, like, with what we have going on around, I kind of just, like, it's tough to compete. I think maybe on his own, if it weren't up against some other, like, as far as funny protagonists, I prefer Mob. As far as, like, action protagonists, I prefer, like, a Yuji. So he's just, like, not really, it's fine.
He's not the best at anything.
No. That being said, the animation's gorgeous. It's really good. Even that quick, like, stuff with Aki. Again, I almost said Megumi. With Aki getting ready in the morning, like, the animation on that sequence was really, really great. And even the fights, it's just incredible. So that helps me, obviously, get past a lot of my character stuff. I gotta be honest, there's, like, a genre of, like, when things come out that I feel like you are trying to appeal to me as a man that I can sometimes find a little insulting.
Yeah.
And I feel like the show does that. Another thing that kind of does that is, I can't speak to the show, but, like, the video game The Witcher kind of felt like that to me, where it's just like, oh, it's super violent and he fucks. So, like, you can play this fantasy game and you're still a guy and it's cool. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, it's just, it feels a little try hard. I'll say that. So that being said, it's fine. I'm enjoying it. Like, I probably would keep going. It's just, it's not really grabbing me the way I thought it would with the hype that it had behind it. I'll give it a 6,800.
6,800. Okay. What you got for us, Brennan?
Definitely an improvement. As Rob said, this show, top tier animation. Honestly, I might say top tier sound design too. Like, the really hearing good. The chainsaw cut through stuff sound. It's a convincing sound, which doesn't seem like it'd be easy to do. You know. Character development lacks horribly. World building, good. Not great, but good. Like I said, I don't think there's anything about this show that is top tier outside of the animation.
Yeah.
The animation itself is top tier, but, like, there's nothing of, like, you know, like, there's, I remember somebody told me this, like, every player in the NBA has, like, an elite something. You might be an elite jumper. You might have elite speed, but, like, every player has something.
Yeah.
And so to be in the competition or in the contemporary anime world that we have now, it's like, you got to have something that puts you apart. And it's like, the animation is incredible, but that can't be it.
Yeah.
I mean, animation is not good enough to get you that far. Like, what's it called? Black Clover didn't have great animation. You know what I'm saying? But some people would say contemporarily it's one of the greatest animes that's come out.
Sure.
For the consistency, let alone, but also just how they got after it and just, like, the character development, the world building, you know, it's pretty dope. The powers and everything. So for me, I said this show is painfully average while still looking like a show that is much better. You know, and I think that's why it was so easy for people to get so excited about this show, is because how it looks. MAPPA went off when it came to the illustration.
They absolutely did.
Yeah. But when it comes to the writing, well, even the character design, the backdrops, everything, the visuals of this is candy. But nothing else matches that level. You can't have these visuals without the matching others. You know, I'd rather have it the other way around. I'd rather have the dopest fights, the dopest characters, the dopest world building, and then subpar visuals versus the greatest visuals of all time and subpar everything else. So I'm going to go with, like, a 6,400, actually, because I really do feel like this could be better. I think it should be better. I think it will be better, to be honest. I do think this might be a slow build.
I can see that.
I think this might be a slow build. I'm still interested. That's why I'm not rating it super low. But I'll tell you, I wasn't excited when I got the text saying that we're reviewing Chainsaw Man, so I had to watch two more episodes. I wasn't looking forward to it. I'm still not particularly looking forward to it. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what happens next. Because even the cliffhangers are weak. Are y'all excited for what happens next? Like, this shit ended on literally just chilling. Like, oh, and then it was like, he got titties. So what's going to happen next, guys?
Yeah, it didn't give us release, like another boss or a reason there's nothing. Why. For, yeah, sure. All right.
Literally nothing. So.
All right. Let me give Ice's. Ice said Chainsaw Man is starting to look more like the anime that's getting a lot of hype out there and it's only getting better. 6,700.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. That's Ice.
Yeah.
I expected more from him too, but let's get into the Bleach recap.
Did you give your score?
Yeah, I said 7,300.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's right.
Easy scoring, asshole.
Getting into Bleach. We'll get that recap going. Okay.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can we do a flip up on the recap?
How's that?
Can Keenan or me read it? You got to pick who, though.
I mean, but we got a short amount of time left.
Fine, just do it.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
Okay. Again, I'm going to get through this as fast as I can, and I'm going to say some names that don't mean a whole lot to me. I'm assuming this is going to mean more to people that know Bleach that have watched all of it. Sorry about that. So as Jay sizes up Ichigo, he realizes this is who the Quincy King wanted him to keep busy. He and his men launch into an attack, and Ichigo realizes the truth of who they are. In the Soul Society, Mayuri warns all the captains that the Quincys are coming, that they have no intel on where their hidden base is. So Yamamoto tells him, hey, get ready for a surprise attack at once. And it's well-timed, too, because the Quincy King tells his men to get ready to go attack the Soul Society. In the Hollow World, Ichigo deflects Jay's attacks, saying he's stronger than Ishida, but not strong enough. Jay says that's impossible, that he could be, he would be stronger than Ishida, but refuses to elaborate on what he means. He then activates his Let's Style, the Quincy final form. As they clash, Jay elaborates that his own version is an upgraded version of Ishida's, as his ancestor refused to train in this new form. And it's clearly strong, as Ichigo attack lands on his neck, but only destroys his clothes. Jay gets ready to unleash a massive attack when he is struck from behind by a huge monster created by this Trace Species by combining their left arms. And the huge thing grabs Jay and starts walloping Hulk versus Loki style. In our world, Ishida goes to visit his brother, I'm assuming. I don't know who that guy was. In his home.
That's his father.
Went to his father's home to look for information on what is happening, suspecting Quincy's are behind it. His father says that the information he's looking for isn't in his library, but Ishida decides to look anyway. In the Soul Society, Ryunosuke and Shino are waiting for the Quincy attack with the 13th squad. Shino wonders why the Quincy's want to fight, and a lieutenant named Koju Maru explains the history between the Shinigami and the Quincy's and how they fight because of their disagreements on how to handle hollows, reminding us that if the Quincy's had their way, it would result in the destruction of the world and the Soul Society. In Yamamoto's office, Mayuri scolds him for not killing the Quincy King 1,000 years ago and preventing this all from happening in the first place. Ishida, back at the library, finds nothing and realizes his father may have been keeping secrets information in his office. He goes to his desk and finds a journal that was hidden away, and he starts pouring through, eventually discovering something that shocks him about his mother and potentially the king. But his father says that he has this, has nothing to do with him. Back at the fight against Jay, the Quincy's seems done for, but just as the Trace Beasts start to boast, he runs one of them through with his sword and shows his technique allows him to heal even his broken neck. As Ichigo resumes his attack, Jay starts to absorb spirit energy all around him, including the huge beast, turning him into a huge monstrous form. At the Soul Society, huge flaming gates appear, and the Quincy's, calling themselves the Stern Ritters, walk through and start killing Shinigami en masse, including Lieutenants Kira and Koju Maru, and their leader says that they are there to exterminate them all. All across the Soul Society, we see the Stern Ritters destroying the rank and file and beginning to face off against the Shinigami captains, but one Stern Ritter named F that is impaling Shinigami on spikes attracts the attention of Renji and Byakuya. F easily blocks Renji's attacks, but seems that Byakuya is able to draw some blood with his bladed flower petals, at least at first, but is surprised when his petals surround F's head and the Quincy emerges completely unscathed. As the captains all around the battle realize they won't be able to defeat these enemies without their Bankais, Mayuri makes a discovery in his lab that the Quincy's aren't sealing them away, but stealing them away from the Shinigami captains. Unfortunately, he's not able to send that information to the captains in time, and one by one, the Bankais of Byakuya, Sui Fang, Hitsugaya, and Komamura are stolen.
He's the weakest.
And lose their abilities to even speak to the Zenpakutos. The other Shinigami are fighting without their Bankai, but it seems to be a losing battle. And another captain, Shunsui, has his eye shot out by Quincy with a gun. In the other command center, one of the Shinigami there says that they have no choice. They have to call Ichigo for help. As they reach out to Urahara, who is with the Urankar friends, watching Ichigo fight Jay to get in touch with him, Ichigo is giving Jay all he can handle and asks him if the Quincys are stealing.
He's giving him the goddamn business.
Giving him work.
Ichigo's like, that's all you got, bro?
Yeah.
You whooping all these asses and you just over here just nothing.
Getting smoked.
And he asks him, hey, are you stealing these Bankais because you're scared of them? And Jay protests that loudly, but while he's distracted, Urahara shoots him through the torso, seemingly finishing him. Urahara tells Ichigo, hey, you got to go help the Soul Society ASAP, opens up a portal for him to get there, and as Ichigo heads through, they update him on all the info they have on the Quincys and their abilities, and as far as they can tell, Ichigo only has, Ichigo has the only Bankai that they can't steal. However, Jay is not as dead as he seems and rises up again and uses his energy to close the portal with Ichigo inside, trapping him between the world of the Hollows and the Soul Society while the battle rages. And that's where we finished off on episode 4 of Bleach.
A lot of heat going on. I know Cam was super excited, like, man, did you watch the, you fucking, I was gonna actually watch today's episode too.
I've not seen today's yet.
I was literally gonna watch it, but I was just like, all
right, it was hard not to though, right?
Yeah, the way that one ended.
Yeah, it was. So let's get into it, man. Have you seen any other battles that have been as one side as a Quincy invasion of Soul Society? Because they are whooping their ass, Rob.
No, I don't think I have.
It hurt how one-sided that was.
It's just like if you ever just, you know, play it around with video games, you're just like, I'm just going to turn a computer on easy.
Yep.
And just like absolutely slaughter everybody in front of me. This is not even fair. These Quincys are embarrassing the Shinigami.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I can't say this one-sided, but I guess what we're watching right now is My Hero, and the villains are seemingly just smashing them right now. So, I mean, I don't know if it's as one-sided as Bleach is, but, like, the villains are whooping the...
It's not as one-sided, because, like, you have, like, people on both sides of that going down.
For sure, yes.
On this... Quincy's are fine.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fine.
The Quincy's have taken, I think, 0-0 besides the general that Ichigo is fucking up right now. And yep. That's not even necessarily over because he hit old boy and he trapped Ichigo in in the thing. So like, yeah, Brendan.
I'd say the closest thing I've seen to this was on a smaller scale. Was when on Hunter, when Killua did the Hunter's exam. When they were like, everybody fight.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that's fight. Fair. And then he just walked out with a bag full of all of their tags.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's kind of I think that's probably worse. Like,
you're not wrong.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Killua, he fucked some shit up. So I'd say that was probably like the worst ass whooping, like, I've seen to a group. You know, obviously, yes. You know, we talk about Kato and all that other kind of stuff, but like,
yeah.
Like, they were. That shit was so funny to me because, like, oh, you're the first one through. That was pretty fast. And he's just like, you know, it was like, oh, here, let me pull this bag to the door. You know, I was like, it's literally all the tags. What's the next test? Yeah. Like, what do you mean all the tags? Like, everybody looks in there. It's like, everybody's like, oh, okay, well, you know, you got your license, bro.
Yeah. You passed.
Yeah, you passed.
He's good to go. Mm-hmm. I watched a little clip of Hunter, the manga, I guess, to catch up where it is now.
Yeah.
It's going to be some good times, man.
I hope so. Yeah. Hope they animate it.
Yeah. So next question. This is kind of asked for you two, really, because we don't really know about this as much, or we don't know from a power scale standpoint. Did you expect the Quincys to come back like this? That's number one for you two. And two, did you expect them to wreak havoc like this and just whoop ass and run through them like how they're running through them?
I mean, Cam. The only Quincy we've seen do stuff was Ishida and his father. So,
but did you know the Quincy's had a? Did you guys think of this scenario like, oh, they might come back one day?
So no, that was kind of like not on the radar until this was told. Gotcha. This is what it was going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
When it started, I was like, this is going to be bad because they got to make it like really, really bad before they win. Because if the Soul Reapers were able to fight them off, then it wouldn't be as high stakes as it is. Mm-hmm. And they definitely raised the stakes to the top.
I mean, for me, it's like, we know this is like the final stretch of this entire anime.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go out with a boom. And for me, it's just like, that's why it's like, no one is safe.
It doesn't make it hurt any less. Like, no, even like, knowing that it's going to be intense, when Lieutenant Kira died, I was like...
I was going to say, like, so when these people are getting... like oft, these are characters you know and spend time with.
No, yeah. No, like, yeah. This like, is maybe very. To watch.
They're definitely like side characters, but they're ones you're like, oh, I like when he uses his power when he does and this, he wins a couple times, and now he just got carved in half, and you're like, oh.
And he's done.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing is like, there's like, when you have
they unzipped that dude with the glasses.
Yeah, yeah, he was like somebody who had,
unzipped
like,
is a great.
Yeah. They unzipped him.
Well, that's what I'm like. That's the thing that's really cool that about watching this right now is that like you know like I said I watched this 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and I'm still attached to some of these.
He's
characters.
All of his favorite guys just get killed.
Yeah, it's just like yo, like he was dope. He was dope. She was great. Blah blah blah. And I was just like yo, like this is the last shit. Like. Everybody might die.
The Rose dude looked dope. I like what he you was know? Doing, and then I saw him not be effective. So I now want to see kind of like at least some of his fight scenes.
The Quincy, the thing about the Quincy is that we actually did know that there was a war. We did. They mentioned.
Oh yeah, no, they did mention it. They mentioned the extermination of the Quincy.
They mentioned it because that's what that's how we learned.
Season one, didn't
they? Yeah, they
did. That's how Ishida. That's how we learned what he is.
Yeah,
and that's why he was angry. That's why he was upset at Ichigo because Ichigo's a Soul Reaper, and he's like, we're supposed to be mortal enemies because of thousands of years ago. Blah 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 blah.
Exactly.
It's crazy to see that the leader of the Soul Reapers, they said he couldn't defeat or he didn't kill.
Supposedly he had the opportunity to kill the King of the Quincy's and chose not to.
Right.
And that's one thing. That's honestly, but shows you the difference between Soul Reapers and Quincy's. Soul Reapers aren't willing to go all the way and kill the souls or kill the Hollows.
Yeah, they're like the Gokus.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
also that if you look at it, it disrupts everything that's going to happen. If they killed them, then it would mean the end of everything.
So. Yeah, it's pretty.
Right.
I'll say is the Quincy's pulled up with more smoke than anyone else ever has in this show.
Okay.
Period. Yeah. Including the guy that I always say could, like, let's put it this way. All I say is this. If Aizen was here, the Quincy's would be in trouble. If Aizen was a captain
and was fighting against them,
and fighting against
they
them,
may have, they may be able to have.
The Quincy's would be in fucking trouble right now. They wouldn't be calling Ichigo. They would be calling Aizen. Aizen would show up and say, "What? Who needs a Bankai?" That's what he would do. He'd pull up and say, "That you know, am I wrong?
No.
He'd pull up and be like, I don't need a Bankai for y'all. He's
King Mike Hall is saying, including the Espadas.
Yeah, the Espadas went hard. Like, the Espadas went really hard.
They did, yeah.
Grimjaw, you know, like, you have these Espadas.
I think the Quincy's would be able to take the Espadas out even still.
Easily!
I think Aizen and, like, Yamamoto
the captains
are the
whooped the fucking Quincy's asses. I mean, whooped the Espadas' asses. But they were using their Bankais.
Yeah.
You know, I think if the Quincy, if the, right now, if these guys were allowed, if our captains were allowed to use their Bankais and fight these guys, I don't think these guys are going to stand up to the
Quincy's. And that shows you a thing is that they're the Bankais obviously are somehow more powerful than the Quincy's, and that's why they're taking them away because that's their ultimate
ability.
There has to be
something
to
that.
The ultimate, you take away their ace in the hole, and then of course they're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tough.
Next question. Do you think the top captain can handle the Quincy's, Brennan?
I don't know. I think he can handle pretty much any of the Quincy's that we've seen fight thus far.
Yeah.
Without his with his Shikai. That's the release sword release before the Bankai. Mm. His Shikai, we saw it already.
It's that huge flame.
Yeah, right? Like he pulled out his sword and said the name of the sword. Mm. You know, Rinjoku. Rinjoku or whatever. Mm. I don't remember. But either way, he says anytime he says the name of the sword, everything is on fire.
Yeah.
Immediately. And nothing has been able like nothing in the show thus far has been able to
even
show.
Ichigo, he was trapped by the flames for a moment.
Nothing survives those flames.
Mm. Wow.
Like there's nothing on this show that has survived. The only thing way you can survive the flames is if he doesn't want you, if he wants you to survive the flames.
Okay.
Because he even has like a thing he can put you in a prison
and
of flames.
Like,
and he's just
well,
like, don't touch
hurt,
these flames, you will die.
Yeah.
You know, you better just stay right there. Now, he did that to Ichigo, and Ichigo was like, fuck. You know, but every time he pulls it out, like, when Aizen...
Pause.
Yeah, right? When Aizen attacked all the captains and stuff like that, his entire strategy of attacking them, the entire strategy was to figure out how to get rid of this motherfucker's flames.
Got you.
It's like, that was the whole thing. He's like, all these Espadas, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you guys can fight people, whatever.
He was basically stalling for the whole battle to figure that out. And then when he does...
Yeah, he spent, like, however long he was gone. The entire time he's existed
episodes.
In Soul Society. 25 episodes. But the entire time that he's in Soul Society, like, when he decides as soon as he decides he wants to take over everything, the only thing he's trying to figure out the entire time is, how do I beat this old man?
Right.
Mm. Like, he's like, even with my powers and how I set Aizen as a shit and all that kind of stuff, he was still just like, I can't. He'll just burn everything. That's what he's like. If this old man gets mad enough, he's going to burn everything.
Just take us all
which
down.
Which is me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would say that if he had his Bankai, he could take everybody out. With the Shikai, I think he's given everybody problems except for maybe the king.
The king and maybe the top three.
Maybe the top three. Yeah, maybe those top three.
We don't know their ranking.
We don't know their rankings or how dope they are. But this show is known for ranking, so understand, I guarantee it, it's coming. They're going to rank. They're going to rank the.
Well, it's probably the alphabet. Like, whoever's A is probably the top.
It's always
that, but like in
German
or something like that.
Yeah, they'll have some kind of like ranking where they say, well, I'm actually the top. Like, they always do it.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I don't know if we can really fully answer this, Robin.
No.
Yeah.
I'll say no, if only just because, like, there has to be some sort of tension. And, like, I think that would be the way to do it, as if the Quincy King and the main captain face off and he's just like, you should have killed me when you had the chance, and takes him out.
Yeah.
That, if it were me, that's what I'd do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have an answer, but I guess we'll just ask one quick question and get into our likes and dislikes. It'll be Rob's last question. What do you think Sheeta's discovery in that hidden book about the Quincy's and his brother's office was about? What do you think it was? What do you think he discovered?
My theory is, and maybe this is obvious to people who watch the show, but I would guess that he is some sort of heir to the Quincy King, and he's like some sort of long descendant, and through his mom or something like that.
I have a feeling that, like, Ishida is almost who Ichigo is to the Soul Reapers.
Sure.
He's one, the character who's got, like, something different or something special about him comparatively.
Yeah. I mean, if he is, he's still been trash, but yeah.
This is true. He hasn't shown that special ability yet.
Right.
Maybe at it'll all. Come
out. Combined with his shock in Jay's comment of, like, there's no way I'm weaker than... Yeah. Or that I'm stronger than Ishida. Yeah.
But that's also
there's
because
no
the only the only Quincy that Ichigo's ever been with is Ishida. He just doesn't know any other Quincy's.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You agree, Brennan?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give our likes and dislikes and our score for Bleach. Who wants to go first? We let Brennan. Oh, I was going to say let you go last.
Oh, that's
fine.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You want to go first, Rob?
Sure. No, I'm really liking this. And that's having, I mean, there's definitely stuff, obviously, you can tell from my recap and not knowing exactly who everybody is. I would probably appreciate this a lot more if I had seen everything. I'm a little bit like Keenan and Mob in this situation where I'm just like, oh, cool, who's that guy? And it's like, well, you just watched season whatever, you'd know. That being said, I am still enjoying it. This is, I feel like, an unprecedented amount of bloodshed for a show like this. I mean, one of the things that I talked about watching the show originally is like somebody always shows up in the nick of time to save somebody. Like,
not
nobody's coming.
Right now.
Nobody's
no
coming. And like, you don't have a huge cast like this and, you know, keep them around to not do something like this.
They've been keeping them around for 365 episodes.
For this. Yeah. It's like a Game of Thrones thing where you're just like, we're going to introduce a ton of people so we can kill them.
Yep.
And we're going to kill them off one by one. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what they're doing here. And it's making for an exciting show. I'm enjoying it. I don't know what's going to happen next. I agree. I don't think anybody's safe. I'll give it a 7,800.
Okay. 7,800. Yeah. I mean, they're getting after it. They've been getting after us. I feel like since episode one of the season. You guys. I mean, this is kind of making me kind of at least want to dabble back in finding certain episodes of Bleach that I should watch. At least watch some of the characters. Just seeing stuff go down. Like you guys said, the animation is a lot better this go around.
Yeah.
The storytelling has me interested, even though I missed 5 seasons?
At least.
At least 5 seasons of this show, and I'm still kind of just like, all right, this is like fucking pretty good.
Yeah.
For me, I still feel like Ichigo is that guy where just like he's unstoppable. I do want to see him struggle more.
Oh, he's going to.
Yeah, because I feel like in season one, he... You know, and then I feel like I'm watching this right now. He's not really struggling. He's trapped, but he wasn't struggling with old boy. I'll say all that to say this. Overall score, I will give a 7,600 for these. And let me give Isis a score. So Ice is, he just said, Bleach is back with a vengeance. Okay, let's do an Ice voice. Bleach is back with a vengeance, and so are the Quincy's. I smoke 10 packs of Newports. I know I had to put a black cigarette in there, but I smoked 10 blacks of Newports because of the stress these episodes had me in. 7,300.
I thought it'd be like 5,000.
Now he's been feeling pleased actually. What you got for us, Brennan?
Yeah, man, this is what you want. This is exactly what you want. You know, this is pretty much more than I expected when it came back. I didn't expect motherfuckers to die like this, and I like it. I don't like that I like it, but
yeah,
I like it.
You know I know what saying? You mean.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's the worst. It's like, oh man, all these people, but some of y'all gotta go. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's certain characters that
there are certain characters that I won't be as upset to see them die.
There's certain characters that I will be
the ones they've killed so far. And
the
like,
ball
damn
dude,
it.
You know what I'm saying? Kaku, or
I
whatever,
like
with the pole. Like if he dies, I'm out of here.
If he dies, he's asking for it. That's
he's always wants to smoke. He's like he's the character that wants to smoke with
all
whoever.
Oh, so you would be upset if he died.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
Wait, you'd be upset?
Yeah,
I like
him.
You wouldn't care.
No, I'm saying I would be upset if he died.
You said
like
you wouldn't
him.
Care.
I said, I mean, if he dies, he'd be like, well, he was asking for it. So
I would be upset if he died. There's a couple people. The top captain, the guy who just got shot in his eye.
Oh yeah,
he's my favorite. The guy just got shot in his eye. He's my favorite character in the whole show.
Okay.
He's got some dope duds. The dude is well dressed.
He's very well dressed. Yeah. He has a harem of women that he just lives with. Yeah. It's amazing.
Always been the type of character too.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Overall, I thoroughly enjoyed it. The nostalgia does add to my score because you guys don't have access to it.
Right.
But I'll say this, is that gets me up to an 8,000 because this shit.
That's what I was going to get.
Yeah, this is 8,000. This is an 8,000.
Yeah.
If you guys understood who's dying right now, and also how desperate the Soul Society is. Mm. Soul Society has never called Ichigo before. Like, yeah. Oh my God, save us. They've never done that.
And usually you haven't seen Urahara,
he normally doesn't do anything.
He isn't usually worried at all about anything.
He's always chill. This, everybody right now is freaking out. Mm. This has never happened before in 360-something episodes. It's like normally somebody always the other captain that was typing
yeah.
and I normally figure all this stuff out. Norman, he's super chill. He's freaking out. Mm. Yakio has never freaked out before. He's freaking out. You know, everybody's freaking out. And I'm just like, fuck. And they're like, Ichigo, come save us. That's never been the narrative before. Normally they're like, keep Ichigo out of the fight.
Yeah, usually he's being kept away from everything.
That's normally just like, we got this. Now they're like, help!
potions.
Literally.
All right, yes. quick score cam so we can get up out of here.
No, I was saying 8,000.
8,000 also? Yeah. 8,000. All right, man. So that is our score for Bleach. Next week we'll be covering episodes 5 through 6 of My Hero, and I'm sorry, episodes 5 through 6 of Mob Psycho, and episodes 6 through 7 of My Hero Academia. What do you got for us, guys? What you guys want us to look at in your... I guess, Rob, for your...
Just to answer one quick question, the highest rating that anyone's ever given on the show is I gave Princess Mononoke a 9,000.
Perfect score.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we were all given 8,000s for MHA last week to My Hero Academia.
Yep.
That being said, my artist shout-out this week is Crosshatch on Instagram, Krozhatch on Instagram. Check them out. They got some dope anime-inspired artwork. They got a pretty cool-looking Kid Buu. They got Gojo. They got some other Dragon Ball Z stuff on there. They got Rebecca from Cyberpunk on there. Just check them out on Instagram. They got some cool stuff.
All right, Ice on everything. Ice.McGowan on every single thing. Follow him. His short film is also awesome. Make sure you go to his YouTube, Ice McGowan's YouTube, and watch his short film that he just put out, Brennan.
At Brennan Produces. That's my Instagram. Holla at your boy.
Cam Stickman Studios, no C on there. Keenan Baker on every single thing. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. I'll be in Cleveland this weekend. All right, so if you're in Cleveland, I think the 11th or 10th through the 12th, I'll be out there with Tony Baker and Brandon Lewis, the host of Roast Me. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We are out.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.